It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for our weekend preview here on the Blue Room. This week, spoke to Jeremy Smith all about Brighton, what we can expect from them this weekend. They've had a really good start to the season, haven't they? Also, quite handy for us, Jeremy is a French football journalist, and there's obviously a lot of chat about Kylian Mbappe, Paris Saint-Germain and Richarlison at the moment. So we also spoke to him to get the lowdown on what's going on over in France and whether this interest in Richarlison is serious or not. So here's a little bit of a segment from that conversation. Reminder, if you want to hear this in full, do come and join us over on Patreon. We can get Everton shows every single weekday, building up to and looking back on all of our games. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. If you want to come and join us over there, works out about £1 a week. You can cancel anytime, no set contract. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you over there. In the meantime, hopefully you enjoy this clip of Jeremy.
Yeah, I was before we came on the call, I was looking for mentions of Richarlison and in French media, and actually I've seen very little, but I have spotted it on RMC Sport, which is actually usually one of the more reliable outlets, and they've said that it is a possibility and that PSG have already contacted the entourage. I mean, it doesn't sort of say anything about serious talks, but they have been in contact, and obviously you know, his connection with Neymar, they seem to have gotten very well when Richarlison has been with the Brazil team. And frankly, these days, Neymar seems more of an agent than a footballer, if you ask me. But I suppose there is an obvious connection there. I don't know if it is sort of people, you know, putting two and two together and getting five or not. But I think at this stage in the window, even with PSG's clout, there's probably not that many people available. I'm sure they'd love to go for the likes of Kane and Haaland, but I think their clubs have made it clear they're not moving this summer. And I think Richarlison does sort of fit the sort of next level down. He's certainly versatile in the front line, which obviously Mbappe is as well, kind of play centre forward or coming in off the flank. So could probably fit in quite well with whatever Pochettino's got in mind, which obviously could be quite fluid with the likes of Neymar and Messi. There hasn't been sort of really concrete reports in France yet, but you know, it's only last night, even though it's probably obvious this was going to happen, it's only last night that PSG have said that they're now negotiating for Mbappe. So I suppose they're going to really start thinking about who to replace him with. And you know, the Messi deal was done in, you know, from start to finish in about 4 or 5 days. So, you know, it could yet be someone we haven't even thought of yet. But Richarlison, for all the reasons I said, is an obvious option.
Is you said there, obviously, about, you know, certainly the last 12 hours or so with, you know, this Mbappe move looks like it's definitely going to happen. And you're saying there about the thought's going to turn to who they're going to replace him with. Is that sort of really expected in France, that they're not just going to, you know, even though they've signed Messi, Wijnaldum, et cetera, et cetera, throughout the summer and had one of the most high-profile transfer windows ever, signed potentially the best footballer on the planet at the moment. Is there still a sense that if Mbappe goes, that they need to bring in another person to replace him with? Because, well, like you said, you know, a lot of the players at the top end of the pitch for PSG are, you know, late 20s, early 30s, now sort of in the peak, if not towards the back end of the peak years. There aren't many younger players there, but all the ones they've got are still pretty good and at a pretty high level.
Yeah, I mean, it's not certain that they'll replace him directly. I mean, they might want to replace him with another high-profile name. So I could see sort of Camavinga or even Pogba maybe coming in, but obviously they're midfielders, so they're not light-for-light replacements. I just think in terms of pure goal scorers, I know obviously Messi weighs in with a hell of a lot of goals, but he's not a centre-forward. And they've never seemed absolutely convinced about Icardi. Kalim Wendo, I think, is a real talent, but very young. I don't think they're going to put that kind of responsibility on him to be the main goal scorer. So I do feel like they may well want to bring in a proven, reliable goal scorer to replace Mbappe. It's just that, I mean, you know, as a Brighton fan, and we'll come on to it, at all levels, there aren't that many, you know, really top, like I said, reliable goal scorers around. And so the ones that there are real premium, and you're not going to get them easily. But with the money PSG have got, I suppose if anyone can do it in a short space of time, they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to clarify, Moise Keane's not being mentioned as a solution. I mean, as we sit here now, it looks like he's on his way to Juventus again this morning. But he's not really being talked about despite his successful loan last season.
No, I haven't seen him mentioned. But I'm slightly surprised because, I don't know. I mean, Icardi is your classic fox in the box. You know, if he's not getting service and he's not putting the ball away, he's doing absolutely nothing. But Keane, I think, won over a lot of fans because, you know, he was kind of all action. And even when not scoring, he was getting involved in the play as well. But he sort of kind of went out of fashion as the season progressed as well for some reason. So, yeah, I haven't seen him mentioned.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze Fruit on the Go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.